Blog Talk Radio.
Show today, we're pleased to be joined by somebody who's become a very dear friend of both me and Emily, the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle. We'll talk with Krista about what she's been up to since her last visit to the show, and if there's any music or any new projects coming down the road for her. And I'm going to be a flying solo on this one because Emily had something come up at the very last second. So with that, I think I'm going to welcome the lovely and talented Miss Krista Earle to the show. Hey, Krista, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. And we played your song "I'm Done" at the top of the show. I actually bought about a lot of your songs on iTunes a couple of days ago, and I cannot stop playing them.
Oh, thank you so much! Yeah, I saw that. I saw you tweeted that. That's really, really awesome. Thanks so much. I'm really glad you enjoy them.
How have you been?
Good. I mean, really, really good. Right now, really busy songwriting, working with a lot of different songwriters right now. And as you know, I was in Nashville not too long ago, about 3 weeks. So I actually went down there and worked with Robert White Johnson, and we co-wrote a song, a really, really awesome song together that has a really, really great message. So I'm really excited for people to hear this new single and track. And there's just lots of new music going on right now for me, just working with different songwriters and songwriting and getting into the studio and everything. So it's a busy time, but it's a good busy.
I understand that. You know, our show has been a, quote, a good busy lately. We've had, within the past 2 weeks, we've had like six radio shows in the past 2 weeks. So I understand where you're coming from with that.
Yeah.
It's just been crazy, you know. But I wouldn't have it any other way.
For sure.
And as you probably heard earlier, I'm flying solo today.
Yeah, I know, Emily. How's she doing? Good?
I'll DM you on Twitter and tell you about it.
Okay, for sure.
You know, and as most everybody out there knows, I'm actually coming to Toronto in September, so.
Oh, that's right, yeah. That's so exciting. Will it be your
mm-hmm.
first time?
Not my first time in Canada, but my
in
first
Toronto.
Time in Toronto, yeah. Yes.
Oh, awesome. Great. Do you have any plans for what you're going to do in Toronto?
Probably go to a Blue Jays baseball game.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah, that's cool.
So,
you have to go to a hockey game, too.
Oh, I love hockey. Oh, my God, I love
hockey.
Yeah,
you'll definitely have to come to one of our hockey games.
Yeah, but this will be like either my third or fourth time in Canada. I love it up there. Canada is a beautiful country.
Thank you. Yeah, it's beautiful, but we're situated. It can be pretty cold sometimes, but
yeah.
It's not too bad.
I saw your picture.
But
I believe it was a couple of months ago. It went from like a beach weather to just a totally snow covered in like a matter of 5 days.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just crazy. Like. We've had a tough winter, actually, this year. The weather's been really, really, really cold, and just we've had
mm-hmm.
a lot of snowstorms with feet and feet of snow and everything. So the weather's just starting to turn around a little bit. We're starting to get a little bit warmer. So I'm very much looking forward to the spring because I enjoy warmer weather, that's for sure.
I understand that completely. Now, I'm the exact opposite. I love warm weather, but I'm a cold weather kind of guy. Probably due to the fact that I was in Boy Scouts for years, and they made us camp in the coldest weather humanly possible.
Oh my gosh, I can imagine. Yeah, actually, we make the best of it. Actually, this past winter, I went for the first time. I went a bit north with a few friends, and we went dog sledding, so that was pretty fun.
Oh, man, that has to be fun.
Yeah, it was really, really cool. It was this huge ranch, and they had about 25 huskies, Alaskan huskies, the gorgeous,
mm-hmm.
just gorgeous animals. And, it was a lot of fun. They actually, there's about 4 to 6 dogs to a sled, and
mm-hmm.
they go really fast. faster than you think, and they love it too. You know, they can't wait to get, they can't wait to pull you. It's pretty cool. They're barking, and all excited. It's really cool.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's something I've always wanted to do. You know, I'm kind of a risk taker, but seeing as the fact I've been in a wheelchair my entire life, I can't do three-fourths of the things I want to do.
Yeah.
But dog sledding is something I want to do, and I will find a way to do it. Trust me.
For sure. No, you'd love it.
I will find a way to do
lot,
it.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, let's see. I'm on your website here, and you've got a few shows coming up in March and April, don't you?
Yeah, I do. There's a few festivals and different things coming up.
Mm-hmm.
in and around Toronto. Also, there's in the city of Brampton, which is just not too far outside of Toronto. I do a lot of their shows, especially in the summertime. So right now it's just starting to pick up with performances and different meetings and places here and there for with the NSAI, the National Songwriters Association and everything. So, yeah, it's really, really great. And we have the CMAO here, which is the Country Music Association of Ontario. So those awards will be coming up soon as well. So just a whole bunch of cool things that are coming up with really good opportunities to meet, you know, new songwriters and make new friends and to meet people in the industry. And, yeah, I mean, it's I always find it's interesting, you know, where you never know where you're going to meet somebody. And it's kind of that way when I went down to Nashville. I went to a SoCan event, and that's where I met Robert Johnson, actually. I was introduced to him. So we got along really, really well. And while I was down there back in October, he said, well, why don't you pop by the studio and we'll see if we can write a song. So we finished a track down there together. We finished the songwriting aspect of it anyways. And then I went back. That's why I went back last month to actually record the song. So, yeah, I'm really excited. It has a really positive message in the song, which is something I'm putting into a lot of my music right now. So I'm really excited for everyone to hear it. It's very radio and very pop. It's got a bit more poppy, a bit more pop to it. So,
You know, now, I'm glad you said that about a positive message in songs, because I'm a big fan of that kind of music. I mean, some of my favorite songs have a positive message to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in this day and age, it's super important to have that come across in music, movies, TV, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I'm just passionate about people and everything like that. So for me, you know, you hear so many things that are going on in the world, and it's a really positive message about how people should really come together and. You know, because we're all just people, you know, at the end of the day. And it's not so much about what separates us, but it's what brings us together. And that's pretty much what the song is about. So I'm really excited to see how my fans and audience react to it. We'll see.
And going back to about... four songs of yours. I bought A Bad Hair Day, I'm Done, obviously, Man Up, and You Can Count on Me. I love these songs. Seriously, I can't stop playing them.
Thank you so much.
You know, and talk about the song I'm Done, which is probably one of my favorite of yours. How did that song come about?
That song, it's just kind of a funny, it was really sort of an experience, actually. I remember it was about 2 or 3 years ago, I was out with my girlfriends, and her relationship wasn't going very well. So at one point she just said, "That's it, I'm done." And that kind of stuck with me. You know what I mean? It kind of popped out. Sometimes people say things, or I'll say something. I'll be like, "Whoa, that's a song," you know?
Exactly.
So at that moment, I was kind of like, "Oh, I'm done. I like that," you know?
Right.
So it kind of just evolved around that one moment, really. The idea kind of popped into my head, and I went to the studio and explained it to my producer as well, and we kind of just started writing it. So you just never know, you know, it's the funniest thing. You just never know where a song is going to come from.
Right, exactly. You know, I'm a writer myself. I'm actually writing a book right now, and of course it's a true life book about my journey seeing all 30 Major League Baseball stadiums. But prior to that, I actually dabbled in songwriting prior to that. And I would get inspiration for a song in the weirdest places you could ever imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very true.
It was just like, I'd be sitting in a drive-thru somewhere, right? And then an idea popped in my head. I'm like, really? You're putting this idea in my head now when I have no pen or paper or anything? Seriously?
I know. It's one of those things, right? I always have to have my phone with me because what I usually mm-hmm. do is when I get that idea, I voice or a melody line, I might sing mm-hmm. it, right? So
right.
it's kind of a joke with my friends and family because they'll be like, uh-oh, she's got an idea, because all of a sudden I'll completely lose focus in what I'm doing in that moment, and I'll be grabbing my phone, like, recording myself singing and just putting the idea down. I was like, if I don't put this down now, it's going to be gone in 2 minutes. So just one moment, you know.
I understand that. And,
so I feel like people who know me have come just to understand that part of me. It's like, you know, I'm stopping what I'm doing, and it's, I got to put this down. 1 second. You know?
And actually, when I was in college, I actually told one of my professors this. It's first day of class. They, you know how they make introductions the first day of class, you know? Well, it got to me, and the teacher was like, tell us your name, of the year you are, and one interesting thing we should know about you. So I did that, and when it got to the interesting fact, I go, I'm a songwriter. So if you see me frantically scribbling, just pay no attention. I'll catch up,
yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I'll catch up.
Well, yeah.
Just frantically scribbling.
No, I completely understand. I've always, even in school, I was always a daydreamer. So, like,
mm-hmm.
I was that person kind of looking out the window at another world. So, you know, it's like one of those things
where
the teacher would be like, yeah, the teacher would be like, Krista, what are we talking about? I'm like, huh, what? What's going on? You know, I'm a complete daydreamer. So I've always been like that. So it's one, I don't know. It's just one of those
things. I understand that. I don't know if we, I covered this last time you were on, but you've always said you've been a daydreamer and kind of in your own little world, but tell everybody how you actually fell into music.
Into music? Well, I've always loved to sing. Like, music's always been a big part of my life because I was surrounded by it. My whole family is very musical, and we'd always be, my sister can play every instrument. So when we were young, I always loved to perform. So whether it was in, you know, plays or doing local festivals and competitions, I just was always active in it because I really loved it and enjoyed doing it. And then I started songwriting. I wrote my first song when I was 12. And then I stopped songwriting for a little while, and I focused more on, I took vocal classes and did everything, and I also performed at that time for Disney too. So I was still, I've always been active in the whole, you know, the performing arts aspect
right.
of things. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of put the songwriting to the side for a little bit, and then I got back into it about, let's say 6-7 years ago, and
mm-hmm.
I was lucky enough actually because it just. My path kind of led me to the right people out of circumstance and a bit of fate as well, I guess you could call it. So I met some amazing producers, and they wanted to sit down, and they said, well, let's try writing together. And it just took off from there, and it hasn't stopped since, so, which is really great because it's I fall more and more in love with songwriting and everything. I mean, I've always sung. I've always loved to sing. I was always the
mm-hmm.
singer. Known to be the singer, so but the singer, really the singer and the songwriter, they're two different people, so to understand
right.
both, I really believe it's important. So so I just continued songwriting, and that's pretty much at this point right now, that's pretty much all I'm doing, which is amazing because I love to do it. So I think anyone who can do something they love is, you know, I think that's the greatest possible thing.
And as I've told you before, I actually, at the start of this year, actually, it was one of my New Year's resolutions to learn the guitar again. And and I picked it up, and it's been about almost 4 months, and I'm loving every second of it.
Yeah, that's great. That's awesome. Yeah, I used to play when I was younger. I took piano lessons, and I did that for a few years, and then I only took vocal classes, and then I learned a bit of guitar, and then I got back into the guitar about 2 years ago, or two or 3 years ago. So yeah, I love it. I think as musicians and artists, it's really important to, you know, have that tool, with an instrument that, to work with and to write with. So, it's really great.
You know, and by no means am I good, but I'm coming along slow, but you know.
Yeah, the most trickiest thing with the, you know, any the guitar and any string instrument is, you know, your fingers are killing you. You kind of gotta fight through the pain. You gotta keep playing until your fingers get strong enough. I think that's the number one thing.
Let's see if there's anything else. Hold on. Oh, I did want to mention again. Or just give a shout out to where people can find you. I like your Twitter, Facebook, anything that you want.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the best way to possibly you can even reach me or to follow me on my social media. So I have everything: Facebook, Twitter. If you go to my website, actually, that's the greatest place. It's really easy. You can be linked completely to everything, and also you can hear some of my music, and I have my blog there as well, so I keep up to date with latest news and performances and different things that are going on. So my website is www.KristaEarle.com.
I actually follow you on all three, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And Instagram as well, yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah, Instagram's getting more and more popular as well.
Yeah, really. You know, and there's another thing I wanted to ask you. But since we're on the topic, how has social media influenced what you're trying to do with your career?
Social media has been really, really beneficial, especially for any business, and for my music business, it's been really great because I get emails and messages all the time. Like, that's how people find me and reach me. You know, they reach my music. It's amazing sometimes where it ends up. Actually, you know, I get fan mail from like Germany, and I'm thinking to myself, how did you get over there?
What?
You know,
exactly.
Yeah, how did you get all the way over there, or Australia, or you know, it's just crazy. It's really, really cool. So it connects you with people all over the world, and I mean, when I post a song, it's also a great way to see people's reaction, you know, how people are reacting to your new music and what you're doing and everything. It's really, really good. It's almost as, you know, because with every song you write, you have the intention you want a lot of people to really love the song. So when you see the feedback, and it's just been really great just to connect, even through even LinkedIn has been amazing to meet people in the industry, different producers. Nashville to LA, you know, just all over. So you meet, it's a small world. It's smaller than you think. You'd be surprised sometimes who you can run into, you know.
We actually have my co-host on the line, which I'm surprised she's calling in right now. So hold on just a second. Hey, Em.
Hey, I'm here. Better late than never, I guess.
Well, hi there.
Hi, Krista. Well,
how are you doing?
I didn't want to miss it since, you know, I'm the one who scheduled it.
Right.
So I'm here.
Aw, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
You know, we were just talking about, you know, and I'll tell you this, Krista, about social media impacting what we do or whatever, you know. I cannot tell you. You know, I started this little show about almost 2.5 years ago, and I cannot tell you what a absolute blessing social media has been for this show.
Mm-hmm.
So true. That's how we meet people. It's on Twitter.
It's been incredible.
Yeah, I think Twitter is really amazing to meet people.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Twitter is really big. I think it's probably the most important social media site for sure.
I agree. You know.
Yeah, I mean, and it's like your only direct link to your like favorite celebrities that you want to like communicate with or whatever. Like that's your only direct link to them that you can know for sure that's who they are. You know.
Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. And I'm like you, Krista. I'll get a tweet about the show from somebody in a totally different state, and I'm thinking, how in the world did you find me?
Yeah, exactly.
But people let us down, though. Like, we have some stalkers, which we are grateful that we have people that love us enough to stalk us, but we do have some stalkers. We have some people thinking we're married, tweeting us, telling us we're adorable. It's great. Twitter's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll see all kinds. That's for
sure.
Yeah.
It's, at least they're top fans. I mean, even if they do want us to be a married couple in their mind, whatever.
With social media, I found you've kind of got to pick your battles with social media.
Amen to that.
No, it's very true.
You know, and also, there was something else I was going to say.
And I made him forget. I'm terrible.
I totally lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, is that for him?
What? Oh, sure.
Is there anything you got for?
Sure. Well, I don't know what y'all have talked about already. So, I'm kind of not in the
We've covered a wide range of topics, haven't we, Krista?
Yeah, we've been all over the map, so.
We've covered a wide range of topics.
Well, let's see. What's something fun we could talk about? Because I feel like I missed out on anything else.
We did.
Have you talked about TV?
We did bring
like,
this up on the show
right now?
Earlier, but our mutual obsession with hockey, Krista.
I don't get
hockey, so I'm out. Sorry, y'all. But he wants me to go to a hockey game, and I'm like,
well, if you come to Toronto, you have to go to a hockey game.
Yes,
it's kind of a rule.
Well, he wants me to go to a Predators game, a National Predators game, and I was like, well, I mean, I guess if you're paying for it and driving me, I'll go. But I have absolutely no like hockey knowledge.
Yeah, we're very passionate about hockey here. Although our hockey team isn't doing its complete greatest, but we're still good fans.
you know.
That sounds like Cody and his football team.
I have to be honest with you, Krista. Every time the Maple Leafs and the Predators tangle, I wonder, is Krista watching this?
I usually am. I usually am.
I don't want to say I have no hockey interest, but I have no hockey knowledge. Like, I haven't given it a fair chance, I don't think, so I can't say I don't like it. But I know nothing about it. So it's kind of one of those things. Like, if I watched a tennis match, I would have no idea what I was watching. So it's one of those things.
Yeah, I just want to...
Once you get the terminology down, like offsides, icing, stuff like that, it's a fairly simple game to understand.
Yeah. A fun story. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, well, I watch I watch it with some, I mean, the guys here, the men really love the hockey and they know all the terms. I don't know all the terminology, but I get it enough to enjoy it, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, it's fun though. It's a fast pace, like I think I like it cuz it's a fast paced game, right? There's constant things going on. So,
and besides boxing, it's the only sport where a fighting is allowed and encouraged.
My dad got thrown out of a hockey game. They got thrown out of a hockey game when I was maybe a month, 6 weeks old, you know? They left me, they left me with my grandmother, went to a hockey game, and they have this game at halftime where they give everybody a puck, and you, like, throw it, and the person that gets it closest to the center wins something. And my dad did not like the way the guy was playing hockey, and he threw it and hit the goalie. And they were thrown out of a hockey game for this.
Oh, my gosh.
You know,
now my mom won't go to a hockey game with him. He's like, you want to go to a hockey game? She's like, no.
But one of the strangest things I've ever seen at a hockey game, it was the Predators and I believe the Red Wings. Well, it was during like a stoppage in play. Somebody threw a catfish on the ice.
What? What the hell?
Oh my god.
Okay, like,
yeah, somebody threw a catfish
on
the ice.
Oh my
god.
Where does one put said catfish to get it into the hockey game? Like, I'm concerned about that. Like, that's what I'm honestly concerned with, is how they got them. The catfish into the hockey game to begin with?
That
brings
up so
many questions.
True.
I don't even want to go there.
That is so weird.
He finds
the weirdest crap.
I'd like to go to a Nashville Predator. I've never been to I've been to the stadium in Nashville, but I haven't actually been to a game there, so that would be pretty cool. Maybe I'll have to plan that next time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when you come back, we'll all go to a Predators game. I'll actually go.
Absolutely, we will.
Yeah,
I'll go to
really
a hockey
fun.
Game and I'll be that idiot that has no idea what's going on and I'll just sit between you guys so I look like I fit in.
You'll have a Canadian. It'll be okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'll have Cody on one side and Chris on the other. I'll have a Canadian and then Cody, who says he's a closet Canadian, on the other side.
Closet Canadian.
I'm a closet Canadian because
I'm a closet Italian.
I just texted,
let's be real.
I just texted this to him. This morning I go, I think I finally get where my obsession of hockey comes from. I think I might be a closet Canadian.
Yeah, I was like, what are you even talking about, Cody? Shut up.
I think I might be a closet Canadian.
What are your favorite sports, Emily?
Oh, I'm a football person.
Football,
and then
yeah.
And then baseball a little bit, but more so football, like. We're from the South. That's a thing here.
Yeah.
That's just how it is around here. But we don't have a professional team, so we're real big college football fans in my house. So, like, that is a major family disagreement around here. Like, we go intense for football.
But we do have the Titans, but they absolutely suck. So.
Yeah, and Alabama doesn't have a team, and then your college team gets beat by mine every time, so it's great.
Rub it in.
Our teams, my family, we're like divided house. Like half of my family is Alabama fans and half is Auburn fans, and that's a problem because they're the biggest rivals in college football. And so game day in our house is real intense. Because all we
want, Iron Bowl
all
the
fans want, yeah. All the Auburn fans want is for the Alabama fans to lose and vice versa. So there is no neutral ground. There's just a lot of arguments during football season in our
house. Yeah.
And then Cody teams in a league of their own, and they get beat all the time, but that's okay because they still try.
Yeah, we're a Tennessee team. All Tennessee teams this year except for the Predators.
I think the Predators are doing doing well, I believe.
Yeah, they're doing well, but the football teams really suck.
They're like the second or third best team in the NHL right now, I think.
Wow, I didn't know that, but, you know, I don't keep up with hockey, so as we covered.
Mistaken, they are, I think they're still a tops in the Central Division, if I'm not bad mistaken. So.
Oh, are they?
Last time he was at my house, we watched the Titans game, and it was so funny to see his reactions because they're so bad. So we're watching the Titans game, and the guy basically just drops the ball and just stands there and looks at it. And Cody's like, are you serious? Like, is this the best we can do?
No. I've said this several times on Twitter and Facebook. I go, at what point in a football game is it socially acceptable to start rooting for the other team?
Yeah, true that. We've had some bad years, but for the most part, I've picked good teams. So, but I am also, like, my professional team is changing because my other team sucks so bad. Like, I am a 49ers fan, but they have been really sucking. And then I'm also a Panthers fan because a guy that plays for them to be the quarterback at Auburn. So I'm slowly starting to forget about the 49ers because they can't keep it together and just, like, forget they exist. Like, they're just... No, because sometimes they do really good and then they suck, like the second to last game.
I get that.
It's a hard life out here.
Do you have anything else for him?
Well, since I wasn't really prepared for this, I suppose, why don't you talk, like, you probably already went over this because you have your stuff together, but what's coming up for you, like new projects, anything like that, fun?
I was telling recently I was in Nashville 3 weeks ago, so we had I finished a new single that I'm really excited about. So actually there's two new songs. Actually, one of them's, believe it or not, a Christmas song for this coming Christmas this year. So we're actually planning to just so that we're prepared, we want to release actually a Christmas track this year to radio. So we're planning actually a storyboard for a possible video for that Christmas song.
Wow.
So I'm really excited.
That's awesome.
About it.
I love Christmas. Like, I know it's not even like April, but I'm like already ready for this. Like, I wish it could be Christmas like all the time. Because I like the summer, and, like, right now when it starts to get warm, I really get, like, that whole longing for a vacation for summer. But then after that, I just get really hot, and then I'm like, okay, Christmas time.
It's time, Well, we get a little bit too, I mean, our winter is a bit too cold and too long, so we really like to soak up the summer as much as possible.
Yeah. Well, we've had a pretty easy winter. Like, we've been lucky because this is my first winter in the South. I came from Ohio, so I was used to, like, really harsh winter. And so I was like, where did winter go? Like, it's already over. It barely happened.
It snowed when I was in Nashville. It snowed.
Oh, yeah, it did snow.
Yeah, there was flurries, and then everyone was saying, oh, you brought the snow with you. I said, I didn't.
We got out of school for like 2 weeks.
It's kind of weird, you know, somebody that's used to the snow and the cold like yourself. Wasn't it kind of a culture shock to come down here and see everything shut down for like 3 inches of snow?
I know.
Well, I didn't. Yeah, I heard about it. A few of my friends in Nashville were saying there was like flurries and they closed all the roads and everything.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we still have to go. That would be nice, but we still have to go to school and like. You know, we got 5 feet of snow and we're still going. We're still trekking out there.
We live on like a main highway, like on the main road, and so they shut our highway down one of the times that it snowed. But I'm like amazed at how like stuff just stands still when it snows around here, because in Ohio we went to school and it didn't matter. Like, I had one snow day in like 6 years of going to school there. So I was totally used to having to go to school in the snow, and we got out of school, we used 10 snow days in a row, and then we used more, but we don't have to make the three up because, like, the state mandated it or whatever. I don't know how it works, but we use, like, 12 or 13 snow days, and I'm not used to that at all, so I was, like, going crazy being at home.
Yeah.
Hey, we've only got about a minute or so left, so, again, I wanted to thank you, Krista, for taking time out to do this again.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It was so great to chat with you guys again.
Yeah, you have to come back again soon. Maybe we'll have an easier time of scheduling it next time.
You know, I think I speak for both me and Em when I say we both consider you a very dear friend.
Me as well. Thank you.
Yes, you have to come back to Nashville and hang out with us, and we'll go to
the and you're going to be to Toronto, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
When I'm legal, I will come with him.
Come with him.
I'm not legal yet, but again,
like I said, you've got a open invitation back to the show anytime you want to come back on.
Thank you. No, I'd love to. Yeah, anytime. It's great to chat with you guys.
It's always a pleasure to have you on. You know that. So I think I'm gonna let you go, and I'll be. I'm for sure talking to you on Twitter, okay?
Okay, great.
Thanks again, Krista.
Okay,
bye.
Take care, guys. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, you too. Bye. I always enjoy talking to Krista.
Yes, me too. I didn't want to leave you hanging, so I showed up. No.
You didn't have to do that. I mean, whatever.
I felt bad.
You didn't have to do that.
I scheduled it, and then I didn't show up.
Well, whatever. But anyway.
My mom came in at like 4:50 and told me, and so I was like, great. No radio show for me. Anyway, I'm going to Alabama, so that's nice. At least I'm sure to get a vacation. Turns out I am going out of town for spring break, everyone.
Turns out you are, exactly.
We called my uncle, or my cousin, well, I don't know how he's related to me, but I say he's my uncle because I adopted him as my uncle. Buddy, the singer guy, and he was like, I don't know what I can do to help Barbara and them. And we were like, well, they can use entertainment. And he's like, of course, Emily always says the entertainment. I'm like, well, there's nothing else we can do, so we might as well sing. And he was like, of course, always thinking of that.
Before Blog Talk forcibly kicks us off.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
you wanna...
I'm sorry. I'll shut up.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 24th. Tuesday the 24th, we have Alyssa Trahan. She's a singer-songwriter. The 27th, we have Misty and Brandon from Common Ground, and we're going to play Mary, Make Out With, and Kill. See, I cleaned it up. Thursday the 2nd, we have Nathan Varney. So that's cool.
Yes, we do. And I'm working on something... for the 31st, hopefully, so. What now?
And y'all, oh my goodness, Stephen Nichols, Peter Eckel, Best Two Days of Our Lives. Today was a great day because I found that out. Cody texted me and I thought he was playing a mean early April Fool's joke because he knows that was my thing. I was like, I'll watch.
And you texted
these,
me back, absolute
back.
Nonsense.
Yeah. I was like, nah, no way. And then you were like, yes.
I sent you the link to it, too.
Yeah, I was freaking out. I was like, where are my fangirls at? Come on, y'all.
And then Soap Central reported it, so I knew it was legit.
Yeah, when I saw Soap Central and Michael Fairman, I was like, it's for real, it's for real. And then the Daily
Exec
were tweeting it. And then Stephen Nichols and Mary Beth were tweeting about it. I was so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I told y'all a long time ago I would watch Days if they came back. So guess who's going to watch Days now?
I think I'm probably going to let you go and wrap up here, okay?
Okay, I'll call you later.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed our awesome interview with the super talented Miss Krista Earle. I love that lady. Em just went over the announcements, so I don't think there's any point in doing that again, so I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Wheat Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.